Best damn podcast, the best damn town. You wanna get up, get ready to get down. Well, it's Big White Sky and the Wild River Tank. If you wanna go, we can take you there. To Great Falls,
Montana.
Welcome to the greatest damn town in Montana, Great Falls. I'm Rebecca Ingham.
I'm Shannon Newth.
And we're no damn experts. We are going to demonstrate how very little we know today.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Because, Shannon, what do you know about dinosaurs?
I know that I like Jurassic Park, the movies, and I think dinosaurs are super cool, and I know you can find fossils somewhere. That's about it.
We also have a dinosaur up on the hill above our office.
We do. He's pretty cool.
And the reason we have that guy is because there's a lot of dinosaur artifacts, I guess. Dinosaur history in our area and in Montana.
Yes.
And we've not devoted any time to this topic ever.
No, and as we were thinking about this subject, I was like, we should get an actual expert in this in here on this sometime, too. This will be an introduction for people.
The amount of dinosaur oddness that occurs in this state is pretty impressive. And yeah. I'm going to be making some claims today that I 100% believe are true.
That's usually how it works with you.
They may not be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is the fun part. You're going to hear me make some claims, and they'll be obviously recorded for posterity's sake.
There it is.
And then you can go back and go, oh, they're going to have a dinosaur expert on. Let's make sure whatever Rebecca said is going to be verified or denied in the expert episodes. Mm-hmm. So to start with... Here's my first claim.
Okay. This is great. I have no claims.
Most of the dinosaur artifacts that are in, like, the Smithsonian and the New York Museum of Art and Chicago's Natural Earth History Museum, these big institutional museums on the eastern part of the United States, all come from Montana.
I would say that there's a good majority, at least.
Well, I'm like 85% certain that I knew the statistic at one point of how much.
Like how much, yeah.
But it's like...
It's the majority.
It's a majority of those, like, intact skeletons that you see in every one of the John Hughes movies from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Whatever it is, those came from Montana.
Yeah. This is my kind of one random claim is I'm pretty sure, well, this is what we do on this podcast. I'm pretty sure that somebody who was like a consultant or something with the Jurassic Park movies was actually from Montana, like worked with the dinosaurs in Montana. Oh,
it would have to be Jack Horner.
There it is.
From the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman.
Yes, thank you. I could not think of his name for some reason. Yeah, Jack Horner, of
100%
course.
100% believe that is also true. I will clearly admit when there's something I don't know anything about. Now, one of the coolest things is I grew up next to Leonardo, which is from Phillips County.
This is a dinosaur skeleton, right?
I want to say it's a platypus.
Oh, okay.
Platypus? I don't know.
Okay.
I think he is the most complete fossilized dinosaur ever found.
Platypus is still like an animal today.
It is? Whatever the plata something puss
I have
equivalent
to...
of a dinosaur would be, I think, is what Leonardo is. If you just Google Leonardo the dinosaur, it should tell you what kind of dinosaur he is.
I'm working on it, Leonardo.
Anyway, he was found at our neighbor's place, which was just 5 miles from
what?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he was found at your neighbor's place?
Yes. Like, this is, it's a big deal.
Oh my gosh.
And then he went on a world tour.
Duckbill dinosaur.
Yeah, so, like a platypus.
Yeah.
So that's why I knew platypus.
A descendant, probably. The right. platypus the is early probably version. A descendant. Yeah.
Duckbill.
In 2000, a duckbill dinosaur with a much longer name that I'm not going to attempt to pronounce, was found in Phillips County that's so well-preserved that fossilized skin covered its body. Dubbed Leonardo,
yep.
was subject to gamma X-rays to examine internal structures, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's crazy. That was your neighbor.
Yeah. I grew up 5 miles from this
From Leonardo.
Neighbor. Yeah. I mean, I didn't live there when he was discovered, but yeah. So
wow.
I lived in the land of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And they're such a big deal. Leonardo did go on a world tour, and mm-hmm. I don't know where he is today, but I think he's in Washington, D.C., Chicago,
this,
New York.
So I am looking at...
Europe.
Nope, stop. I am looking at the Great Plains Dinosaur Museum website from Malta. It
is he
says
back?
He is currently on loan to the Children's Museum of Indianapolis in Indiana.
There you go.
So there he is. Yeah.
So the Great
That's
Plains
crazy.
Museum in Malta yeah. is one of the features along the dinosaur trail
yes.
we have in our area.
Mm-hmm.
The most stops along the dinosaur trail. Within our region.
Yeah.
So, and we'll talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't have a dinosaur museum in Great Falls.
No, but there's a lot surrounding us.
We've got the, you know, metal dinosaur on the hill.
Which, by the way, I did do a little, like a video of him, like kind of walking around him with the Jurassic Park theme. So if you want to see a video of him with Jurassic, and it's, video of our friend the dinosaur on the hill.
I don't even know if he has a name.
We should name him.
We should have a competition. There you
Ooh.
Go.
Perfect.
We're launching a competition to name the dinosaur on
right.
the hill. Please submit your suggestions via information at visitgreatfalls.org. Yeah. And well, then when Carol gets those, she'll be like, what is going on?
We should tell Carol what's happening.
No, it'll yeah. be more fun if we don't.
She's like, I don't know what this is.
So you can find teams of archaeologists mm-hmm. All along kind of the Missouri River banks as they dig and search for dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And those are like, if you want to be a part of those teams, you kind of have to be a college student or some type of expert in that field, like a professor or
paleontologist,
something
archaeologist,
like that,
something like that, yeah,
to be included in that. And then you can do like a fellowship or an internship and those things, and
mm-hmm.
and that's more in the Fort Peck area.
Yeah.
But you can do that, so just as a day drive out of Great Falls,
yeah,
to Bynum, which, folks, there ain't much there. And
no.
if you want to spend the night, you're going to have to do it in a tent, or you're going to have to drive back to Great Falls
right.
and have a nice comfy bed,
mm-hmm.
Which is what I would probably suggest
Absolutely.
You do.
Absolutely. Again, a base camp for art, adventure, and dinosaur exploration.
Right. But in Bynum, they've got fossils and they've got a
yeah.
lot of other unique things there. But one of the cool things you can do in Bynum is book a fossil excursion where you go
oh.
dig for fossils.
Have you done that?
No.
Oh.
I
we
get excited about this kind of stuff, but I don't really want to, because you're not guaranteed to find anything.
Yeah.
I am better suited
well, no.
for like, here's a sandbox. There's a few things buried in there. Go
yeah.
ahead and dig and you're guaranteed to find something.
So you want the thing made for like 2-year-olds?
Yeah, I do. That should not surprise anybody
no.
in this long-term relationship
this
we've already
true.
Developed. But like they're going to go and dig for fossils. And
yeah.
sometimes you find things and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
I want to be guaranteed to find something.
Yeah, that's fair.
I also think it would be fun to find a fossil on my own and then get
mm-hmm.
the dinosaur named after me.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, Rebecca made this significant contribution to the paleontological. The world of paleontology.
I can't just go with the paleontology world. Yeah.
So we're gonna name this dinosaur for her.
Yeah. Do you want to call Rebecca?
I think I would call it Princess Rebecca.
Mm.
That's the name I would name a dinosaur.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems to fit.
What kind of dinosaur do you want it to be?
Don't care. Whatever okay. one I find.
Any of them?
Any of them. And honestly, I know maybe two.
What are the two? Not a platypus.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Uh-huh.
Bronchiosaurus.
Uh-huh.
I think those are...
Velociraptor.
There we go. Yeah. There's not a whole mm-hmm. bunch. I don't know a bunch of dinosaurs.
There are a lot. There are a bunch. Stegosaurus.
Oh, yeah. The one that looks like a rhinoceros with the plates on its back.
Uh-huh. What's the really long-necked one?
With the big, bulky body? That's the bronchial.
Is that the
okay. bronchiosaurus?
Okay.
You have the brochure that probably lists the names of types of dinosaurs.
Oh,
yeah, here.
Triceratops.
Oh, yeah. That's a common
that's
one.
That's the one I was thinking of, I think.
And these are all kind of dinosaurs that I think have been found here. Maybe not the bronchiosaurus. Mm. Well, no, he's pictured on that brochure.
It's so bad, I don't know how to say a lot of these.
Here's the thing. When
Albertosaurus.
That's, yeah, I've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a T-Rex.
A short, tiny T-Rex.
Yeah.
You know,
anyway.
One of the things is there is this great asset. It's a printed brochure. There's even mm-hmm. a website, the Montana Dinosaur Trail.
Yeah.
That has obviously way more information than we do about dinosaurs. But I would say kind of the crown jewel for our area would be the Bynum.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called the Bynum Dinosaur Museum. I just call it the museum
it's
in Bynum.
It's the Two Medicine Dinosaur Center.
There we go.
Yeah. There's also, if you're going to be up that way, though, you go by Shodo, which has the Old Trail Museum, which is included on here.
Yeah, and they've got a replica dinosaur outside in their little park there.
Okay.
And
oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Great for family pictures.
Yeah.
But kind of the feature there at the old
That's it.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get Wilcoxon's ice cream there.
Oh, you can't. That, yeah.
It's such a nice little stop on your way to Bynum.
And you're up along the Rocky Mountain front there, so it's really pretty. This one, did you know in Rudyard, this is the Rudyard Depot Museum?
Yeah.
Has something?
I did.
Yeah.
I don't know what they have, though.
Have you been to the Blaine County one?
No.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's up towards your neck of the woods, though.
I would have thought it might have been a school trip for you guys.
Well, according to this... The H. Earl Clack Memorial Museum in Haver has something.
Yeah. All along.
I don't remember that.
All along the High Line, there is a ton.
There's a lot.
Of the High Line being. So Highway 2 that runs across east and west, the total length of Montana is in the northern mm-hmm. part of the state. If you really want to sound like a local, you call it the High Line because that's what it is.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. And so that, yeah, that's the HI-LINE.
Yeah.
Highway 2. Where does it technically end to the east? Do you know?
I think Seattle.
To like the east?
East.
Well, and
wrong direction.
I think because technically I think the High Line ends at like Shelby or Cutbank or something in Montana.
Well,
and
technically,
then it goes east.
Highway 2 does dip down into Columbia Falls through Kalispell and keeps heading west.
That's not considered the High Line.
But true. That is true. A true local is not going to consider.
It's going to stop like East Glacier. Yeah.
No one. You cross over the Rockies, you're no longer a High Line
Once
person.
You hit like higher mountains, that's not
you're
the
done.
High Line anymore. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, there's all these rules along the High Line.
But that way you know a local term then.
Yeah, so don't show up in Kalispell and go, hey, Highliners.
Like,
nope.
That's nope.
east.
And north.
And I don't know where Highway 2 ends heading east. My gut says it's like in Illinois? Nope.
Oh,
Michigan?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll look that up.
Hey, folks.
Let us
you
know.
You can search.
Hop on Highway 2 and see what happens. I was going to mention, too, this is not on Highway 2, but over in this would be a much longer trip. So staying in Great Falls, you want to go to, Bynum, Shodo, up towards the High Line. I will say out in the Glendive area, though, Mikoshka State.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Mikoshka State Park. You've got it.
Jason, my husband, really, into dinosaurs, loved that. Grew up in Billings. And so he went up, he has fossils from that they were allowed to keep, I guess, in like a display case in his office in our house. Like he did that as a kid, would go up to the park there. That's more of like a archaeological kind of experience, I think.
I think it would just be cool. Like, I don't know how Leonardo came about.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine you were just out grazing the cattle one day and all of a sudden you're like, does that look like a dinosaur to you?
Yeah.
Like, you would have to think someone's like, you know, based on the lay of this land and some certain, you know, geological features, we would like to dig in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they just saw some bones, which happens.
Yeah.
You pick up a bone, you're like, that's not human. Or that's not a cow.
That's not a cow. Yeah.
Most of the time, it's not going to be a human. I'm sorry about that. Like,
well, but I mean, if... Who knows? I mean, if you're talking about family ranch land that's been around for since the late 1800s.
It could be.
But this is not somewhere you would be wandering visitor.
And then there's also, which is not a museum, but between Augusta and Shoto, you have Egg Mountain.
Oh.
Which I am probably 100% going to get this wrong.
Okay.
But every time I think of the story of Egg Mountain, what comes into my brain is like the, I think it was a scene in a movie where underneath the earth in New York City were all the dinosaur eggs and they were being incubated.
Oh my gosh, I don't know what movie this is.
This is what I envision. And then they all hatch and then you got all these monsters that are coming out of the ground. Yeah. Anyway.
Sounds terrifying.
Think about it. And that is 100%. Not what Egg Mountain is.
You think that's an actual movie, though?
Oh, it's 100% a movie I've seen. And, like, there was all these people, and it was, like, in a, like, a boiler area of an apartment complex. And they were down in this basement, and...
I'm Googling.
Yeah, you should... Yeah, best of luck finding that movie. It was really good. I want to say it had... I don't even know who was in it.
I should clarify. I mean, movie in my search. I'm getting some weird things.
But Egg Mountain, I think, is where they found the most complete...
Adventures in Dinosaur City?
Nope, that is not it. Well, maybe it was. I have no idea what the name of this movie would have been called.
This is a children's film.
My movie was not designed for
Land
children.
Land of the Lost? No, that was in 2009.
Nope.
Ice Age. Dawn of the Dinosaur.
Nope. But Egg Mountain had the most complete fossilized dinosaur egg found, which is just, you know, near Bynum still and Shoto. And they still have, it's almost like it's a little bit protected because I want to say it's privately held. It's not like a public land. Yeah. But there's a, you know, one of those big brown roadside signs that tell you all about Egg Mountain. Huh. So you can see
I'm sure I've seen it. I just don't remember. I'm going to have to.
And I had always expected when I saw it, like I'd just see a bunch of like egg bumps.
like a pile that's where they came up.
Egg bumps all through the landscape. You're not going to see that.
No, it's just a mountain or a hill.
Well, yeah, it's a big hill.
Yeah.
Might even consider it a mountain. It is the Rocky Mountain front.
That's true. But it. Yeah, I wasn't sure where.
The most fossilized, most complete fossilized egg. And there was also something significant about finding that egg was about the behavior of the dinosaur. Like they didn't expect that they were maternal.
Oh, like they would like watch out for these eggs, care for them.
And I think this discovery determined that they were maternal.
Huh.
And I'm really just about, I'll give you a 40% on that one.
Okay.
But I remember some story about the significance of the finding of this egg.
Huh.
But that'll be a question we ask our expert when we bring them on. And I have to tell you, I think there was really someone smart telling me about this sometime, and I can't remember for the life of me who it was.
I believe you.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
it's says it belonged to some dinosaur that I'm not going to attempt to name.
Maybe
either.
It was about the type of dinosaur. Like they weren't 100% certain.
Oh. It supplied. So I'm on the National Park Service article. It says it supplied the first strong evidence that dinosaurs fed and cared for their young.
Look at how
Good
smart
job.
I am, Shannon.
Oh, with Jack Horner and his team went there.
There you go. Well, I didn't know that part.
They went on to discover not just juvenile dinosaurs, but 14 dinosaur nests in a single area of the site, which is how it got its name, Egg Mountain. First evidence that dinosaurs exhibited complex behaviors.
See? Ah,
there you go. Its genus names means caring mother lizard.
Okay.
There
so
you
here's
go.
The thing, people. You question what I know, and it has turned out more times than not.
Yeah. There's nuggets in there.
That I am pretty much spot on with what I think I know.
Good job.
I knew there was something significant about Egg Mountain.
Yeah,
you and you can
it.
Still see it today. There's not a whole bunch of that you go out and do there.
Right.
But it is a really beautiful location and a very significant archaeological find.
I think it gives you perspective to you're like, wow, this is where this happened.
Well, and I think the other thing that's really neat about it is the variety of landscapes the dinosaurs are found in.
Yep. Because I was just thinking, I was like, they're a lot closer to the mountains there than all of the ones out in like Glendive and things like that and the Highline even.
And I think of dinosaurs always in like warm, temperate.
I think of like tropical, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which would work fine on the eastern part of the state, but also we're trying to put today's landscape in perspective of what existed, you know.
What the land looked like then.
Which is vastly different, and I don't think glaciers had happened yet.
Right. So the land looked
different. I'm sure it looked 100% different. It was probably in a different location on the planet Earth, too.
Yeah, moved. Yeah.
I mean, because that, I think, is still real.
It opens up a lot of questions and interpretations of how old these really are, what happened with the Earth, how long it's actually been.
The one thing I do love about the dinosaur story is just how are there none left?
Although, like, to me, when you look at some pictures of, like, deep sea fish, I'm like, yeah, you're still a dinosaur.
Right.
Like, you are a dinosaur.
Well, we're going to go paddle fishing in the beginning of May. And that is always, they're so old and prehistoric.
Yeah. Prehistoric. Yeah, they look
like this is a real life dinosaur.
Yeah.
But, you know, just to have... To know, this to me is comforting. To know one day we're all going to have to start over. There's going to come a point when everything ceases to exist. And then we get to start over like the dinosaurs.
I don't really want to start over like
that. Well, I'm not going to be around. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, just that idea of how... Life just went on, you know, their own way, and then they didn't anymore.
Yeah. That's really, It's
the other thing I wonder is, what will we learn about them, about dinosaurs, 1,000 years from now?
Right.
That we don't know today. And people will be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
There's this great, I don't know why I keep going back to TV shows and movies, but there's a recent episode of Ghosts, the TV show on ABC, which I do love.
I watched some episodes of that on the plane when I was a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, one of the characters is a general from like the American Revolution. And he recently learned that dinosaurs existed because it's set in the modern day that he passed away during the American Revolution.
Yeah.
But they haunt... this house and they're able to engage with one human in this TV show. And during the conversation, he learned that dinosaurs exist. He's like, oh, right. These big monsters. And they're like, no,
that was real.
That was real. And he's like, you're kidding me. And they're like, oh yeah, he wouldn't have known.
He wouldn't have learned
about that. Based on his age and when he passed. And so
that's so fascinating to think about.
Now in the TV show, he is enamored with dinosaurs and he wants to have a dinosaur themed wedding because he's getting married. And it's pretty funny. I loved that storyline. And that's where you kind of bring back to reality. I mean, because in the timeline of life, the American Revolution wasn't that long ago.
No.
And to think people who were fighting in the American Revolution didn't know anything
didn't
about
have a concept that was
dinosaurs
real.
Were real.
Yeah. Right. And then you're like, okay, well, what was their concept then?
Right. Or did they even consider anything? Because I don't know if fossils had even been found yet,
right.
You know, or if there was anybody doing that kind of work. So,
right.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. There's also this concept that, you know, we talk about dragons as being like this mythical thing.
Right.
But you look back, you're like, well, I mean, dinosaurs could fly and there's probably some that had something with fire or something hot coming out of them.
100%.
Yeah.
In the ghost episode, he does, the guy who learns about the dinosaurs says, what about unicorns? Are those real? And then they say, oh, yeah, yeah, those are real, too. And it's like, oh, my gosh, like, why are you being so mean? So it's a pretty good episode. It was one of my favorite in a while. So, but yeah. You think just like Bigfoot, which there's a huge Bigfoot hunt, if you call it, up in Sun River every year.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
We really should find out who coordinates that and bring them down. And
it's May, isn't it?
I think so.
I think my husband's... I should remind him that that's coming up.
Anyway, you know, you have all these people who've had sightings of Bigfoot or aliens, or there's enough mention of unicorns. You have to start to wonder... At what point in our history will we find out those were actually real?
Right. Because if, you think American Revolution time, if you didn't know what dinosaurs were.
Yeah. So monsters are real.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much it is.
Interesting. Yeah. Is there, we don't have, so you can find, not on our website, but there is a website about the Montana Dinosaur Trail.
There is.
But we can also either hand you one in our office or mail you a dinosaur trail
brochure.
Like physical brochure. Yeah.
And it is a really great, you know, tells the great stories about what dinosaurs can be found.
Mm-hmm.
And you could make an entire Montana vacation connected to dinosaurs.
Yeah. Yep.
It's going to take you at least a week, if not more, because really in the Great Falls market, you're going to spend 2 to 3 days just on dinosaurs.
Yeah. From what you can kind of do in a day trip from here.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you can move on with your experience.
Yeah, can do a couple other parts of the state, too.
So if you're big into dinosaurs, even if you're not, and our level of interest in dinosaurs has excited you enough to go, well, maybe I want to check out the Two Medicine Dinosaur Museum in Bynum, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
It's an experience you're not going to forget. Because it is a really nice museum.
Yeah.
Let me clarify. The town is like 10 people.
Right. It's a very small town.
But it's a nice museum for a town of 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a nice museum in Great Falls.
Yeah.
But it's not like you're walking into a world class.
You're not walking into the Smithsonian.
Yeah. You're not walking into a world class museum in Bynum.
Right.
You're walking into a museum in Bynum.
But what you're able to find there.
Impressive. Is,
yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And you can schedule dinosaur digs, and then Egg Mountain, really a nice, beautiful drive by, engage in that, learn about that, and then on your way into Bynum. So that's what I would suggest. Those are my big, exciting things.
And then you can stop in Shoto, get some ice cream and a picture in front of that.
I mean,
dinosaur.
Or maybe by the time you get here, Big Dipper will be open downtown Great
that's
Falls.
True. Very true.
I'm pretty excited about that.
They're in, a couple other places in Montana?
Yep, Montana-based company. It's got multiple franchise options in the state.
Kind of some fun and unique flavor offerings.
Their salted caramel ice cream is so good. Mm. And I have to tell you, their waffle cones, they are handmade, and they are delicious.
Mm.
A good,
sounds
nice,
so good.
Thick... meal of a waffle cone.
Oh, it sounds good.
There's just nothing better than
ice
cream.
Now I really just want to pick up ice cream on my way home.
I know.
In anticipation of this.
I apologize, and we've detoured from dinosaurs.
Well, and the nice part too is that whenever it opens, I'm going to say by this summer.
You would think.
I would hope. But it's literally right next to where all the downtown summer jams are, 4th of July parade, 4th of July hootenanny.
Yep.
It's the perfect spot for summer activities right there. Farmers market, it's a quick walk down there.
And I would say it's a nice halfway point if you're doing the murals. If you're going to look up all the murals, just stop in on the corner of 5th Street there and grab some ice cream, finish off your experience them. Just, yeah. I can't wait for Big Dipper ice cream to open.
Yes. It's exciting.
You know, just some creative folks.
Yeah.
Now, done with ice cream talk, finish up the dinosaurs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, dinosaur experiences, really great. But mostly know that if you live somewhere that has a dinosaur on exhibit and you got the big skeleton thing, it's probably from Montana.
Probably from here. Yeah.
The other thing that I find really, really cool is most of those dinosaurs, if not all, and I'm going to say I think it's all.
Okay.
The bones that are put together to make those dinosaur skeletons as they hang in museums are all replicates. So they make a cast of the actual fossil. It's not the actual bone that that they found. Those are all cataloged and kept safe in like filing drawers of fossils.
Oh, that's I never really thought about that.
Yeah. Well,
but
neither
it's
did
the
I.
Cast of the of what they found. Yeah.
And so I was at the dinosaur field station in Fort Peck, and that's where I like that place. It's crazy. And I'm just going to say, I don't think you get access to that. I think that was a behind the scenes thing for me.
Oh, special
like you
treatment.
Can't just go in and see this. But if you ever have the opportunity to, I'm telling you, that is an impressive operation.
Peck. Okay.
Yeah. It's like this weird military installation. And it's this big warehouse full of all these filing cabinets of fossils, and they're making casts and procuring those fossils and putting them away so that they can not deteriorate over time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I hope they're, I always get nervous if they're in just like regular filing cabinets. I'm like, well, what if there's a fire or something? Like,
yeah, no, they've got all that taken care of. And the one thing along the, I would say the crown jewel of the dinosaur trail for the state of Montana.
Yeah.
Is Pex Rex, so it's a full T-Rex that it is on display at the Fort Peck Interpretive Center. Mm. It's really cool to see. And my husband paved that parking lot.
Oh, really?
And the trail system around the Interpretive Center.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Quite the claim to fame. So
yeah.
Like if you're in the parking lot, it was quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
So
if it's falling apart, it's not, don't judge it.
It's about
that.
Time to be updated. Yeah. But yeah, when you get out and you're like, oh, nice parking lot. Yep. That was my man.
Nice. Good job, Robert.
So if you want the dinosaur trail brochure.
Yes.
You can email Carol at information@visitgreatfalls.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can call us 406-761-4436.
Mm-hmm.
You can Google Montana Dinosaur Trail and you can go to their website. And a shout out for our tourism partner. If you want to go to Central Montana Tourism, they'd be able to, they've got information on the dinosaur trail component there for you.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed if you're into dinosaurs and you want to come to Great Falls, do our museums, and then head up to Bynum and do a fossil dig.
Speaking of our museums, just want to give a shout out to the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center.
Yeah.
They just got the Tourism Destination of the Year Award for Montana.
Folks, when we tell you we've got world-class cultural assets here in Great Falls.
We're not joking.
Yep. We win awards.
Yeah. Which is pretty, I mean, we tell you all the time how cool the Interpretive Center is, and it's well-deserved that they get this, but it's pretty cool. I mean, out of the entire state of Montana that they were awarded this. So congrats to them.
The other thing I want to share is it's not their first time winning that award.
No. Yeah.
I mean, they're multiple times been the tourist attraction for the state of Montana.
Yeah.
So there you go. You're coming to Montana and out of all the state, you're like, what is the number one tourist attraction? It's
right
in Great Falls, Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center.
Yeah. So see that while you're seeing the dinosaurs.
Not much dinosaur history there. But
not that we know of, at least. Who knows what they may have discovered?
Really? That's true.
That they didn't journal about. I mean, you would think that they would put that in the journal, but
that's
you never know.
Not that much after the American Revolution.
Yeah.
When
they
bought the Louisiana
Purchase.
And we could delve deep into that of how
I'm not gonna get into that right now.
Really, how can you even buy it? Like anyway.
It's a whole other subject. Yeah.
Our After Dark podcast will be really amazing. So we, I know we've whet your appetite enough to know that when we do have the dinosaur expert on, you are going to love it because we will see how right I was about all the things that I've said.
You were really on the right track with a lot of that.
So. See, I know stuff.
You do. You do.
I'm just not always confident in what
Careful,
I think I know.
We're going to have to change our podcast name if you get too smart.
That'll never be the case, folks. Just because I know a few things, I'm not even confident that I actually know them. So we hope you enjoyed this one.
You got a lot right.
Well, thank you. And until we see your bright, smiling, happy, healthy, beautiful face in Great Falls, and hopefully it's soon, we hope you're creating amazing memories with your friends and family, wherever you might be. We'll see you soon.
We are no damn experts, as the recorded claims from Great Falls, Montana, covering what you need to know about this amazing damn town.